This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on an official visit to Poland, will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw today. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relationship and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Poland Andrzej Duda. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded ceremonial welcome. He will also lay wreath at Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw last night, Prime Minister Modi said that today's India seeks to connect with everyone and wants the development and welfare of all. Mr. Modi said, "For decades, India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations." The Prime Minister stated that India's stance is clear, that this is not an era of war, and India believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts. Mr. Modi stressed that India advocates for peace in the region. He highlighted that the world now respects India as Vishwabandhu. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh encouraged women to join the handicrafts sector. While addressing the 24th Handicrafts Exports Awards in New Delhi yesterday, he highlighted the sector's pivotal role in the growth of the Indian economy. He noted that the handicrafts sector currently enjoys a growth rate of nearly 9-10%. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, yesterday said that NVIDIA has promised support for India AI mission. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that both sides discuss ways to leverage artificial intelligence, AI, for solving India-specific problems. He said they also discuss potential development of Bharat's own AI chip. In March this year, the Union Cabinet had approved the comprehensive national-level India AI mission with a budget outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees. The India AI mission will establish a comprehensive ecosystem, catalyzing AI innovation through strategic programs and partnerships across the public and private sectors. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with the recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in R.G. Gore Medical College incident. The Supreme Court, in its order, has directed that all references to the name of the deceased, along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased, be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. The medical superintendent and vice principal Bulbul Mukhopadhyay, along with principal Surita Paul, have been removed from their positions at the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata. Moreover, two other senior officials, including Arunav Datta Chaudhary, head of the chest department, and the assistant superintendent of the hospital, have also been dismissed. India is leading the Asia-Pacific region with consistent double-digit growth in the fast-moving consumer goods, FMCG, tech and consumer durable sectors, according to a consumer research firm Nielsen IQ report. The report, which released yesterday, reveals that 41% of urban Indian shoppers research products online but buy in-store. Despite inflation, modern trade continues to thrive with volume growth unaffected by price changes. In Assam, the Cabinet approved a bill yesterday to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and rules of 1935, which allowed underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the State Cabinet decided to abolish the Act, and yesterday's meeting authorized the repealing bill required to implement this decision. The Indian men's hockey team received a grand welcome by fans and Odisha government at Bhubaneswar Airport yesterday after winning bronze medal at the recently held Paris Olympics. Sports Minister of Odisha, Suryabanshi Suraj, Principal Secretary Bhaskar Jyoti Sharma and other government officials joined Hockey India President Dr. Dilip Kumar Tirki and Treasurer Shekhar J. Manoharan in welcoming the team at the airport. The Indian hockey team was honoured with a thrilling open top bus parade in Bhubaneswar for their back-to-back Olympic glory, after which a walk of fame was organised for the champions, followed by a felicitation ceremony at the iconic Kalinga Stadium. Captain Harmanpreet Singh and star defender Amit Rohidas presented a signed jersey to the Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.